Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'd like to do a simple exercise. Where should this thing go and where will this thing go? Because I don't think they're the same.
Where should it go?
RFK.
RFK. Where will it go? I am still lost.
Serious. What's your number two should? Because RFK, we all believe, isn't happening.
Right where it's at now, and you can move the stadium on a different part of the property, move it closer to where the metro is, and then you can build a lot of stuff in that area. They got $400 million to spend there. I think they'll come up with some more money to spend there, and I think you can have it right there where it's at.
So your number two vote is FedEx 2.0?
Yep.
Okay. You got a number three? Any of the Virginia sites?
Anywhere outside of Virginia.
Number one, two, three is anywhere outside of Virginia.
I'm just saying because I think ultimately you've gotten to a point of losing fans. You don't want to do anything else that's going to lose fans. I think the fans in Virginia that had an issue with it being in Maryland at first, those thoughts are gone now.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that fans weren't going has nothing to do with where is that. Has a lot to do with the production on the field. If they start winning again, I think people would be happy to drive over there. I remember when that stadium first opened. It was close to 90,000 people, and it was packed.
Packed, I remember.
Okay? So those same people would drive over there if you're winning. So if you can't go to D.C., you go right there. Why now, when you're already at the bottom of attendance in the NFL, want to move somewhere where people probably don't want to go there? But then again, you got to think about this thing. We're talking about 7 years down the line. Probably at least six, but seven at the most. Well, we don't know what's going to be going on by then.
Where do you think it will go?
I don't have a clue. I'm serious. I truly don't have a clue.
All right. So to review, B. Mitch's list, it should be at RFK. Number two is FedEx 2.0. Number three is anywhere outside of Virginia. Landfill, what's your list?
I guess I'd say RFK 1, FedEx 2, anywhere outside of Virginia 3, Dumfries 4, Woodbridge 5.
Hold on. You have anywhere outside of Virginia ahead of Dumfries?
Yep. London, Oakland.
Hold on, slow down. Dumfries was 4?
Yeah.
Woodbridge 5?
Right.
London 6.
Oakland 7.
I mean, Landfill's going deep.
Yeah.
Just anywhere but near me.
Well, then why do you have London below Dumfries and Woodbridge?
I guess that's a good point. We'll put London number 1. Move the team.
No, it's too late. I already wrote it down, and I wrote it in pen.
Give us an expansion team.
Where will it go?
I honestly think that it's probably going to Woodbridge.
Wow.
I mean, it's a terrible location for it. It's an awful place. Well, like, why would you put it there?
Should and will. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines. My should and will. I don't have London and Oakland included, so forgive me. I also don't have anywhere outside of Virginia included. Should is RFK. The whole world knows that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a testament to carpetbagging politicians and jerks and Dan Snyder and the unlikability of Dan Snyder. probably the hateability of Dan Snyder. What a testament to both of these things that that stadium site literally sits vacant with a rotting old stadium on its grounds.
And they built up around it. You can see all these little parks and fields out there where they're doing a lot of stuff with, I forgot the name, something D.C.
Events D.C.?
Events D.C. Yeah. They're doing a lot of stuff over there. I was over there for an event. And that stuff is new. And you look over to the stadium, you're like, they got to put something there.
I mean, what a bunch of jerks from the government side and the commander side. And it's just one commander, I'm saying here. Mm-hmm. There's one constant, as I like to point out.
Yep.
I mean, God, the incompetence. The number one seed is RFK, obviously.
Totally.
My number two seed, and Lanville's not going to like it, I think it's Loudoun. I think you could build something really dope right there next to the airport. I didn't realize he showed me the location is right at 267 and 28, right at the toll road.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm there every day. I'm stunned they have that much land.
You got that much traffic right there, too.
Honestly, the traffic I encounter.
You're leaving.
Yes. But the traffic I encounter is toll road hitting the Beltway to Tyson's.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I think when, in the evenings, it'll be on a Sunday as well. But I just, you look at the area right now. They got One Loudoun. They have South Riding. They got, you know, different things being built. You got Reston Town Center. It's a lot of stuff there. But I just, you know, I just don't see the people there wanting it there.
Oh, I don't think it's going to land there.
Yeah.
So my should list is RFK, Loudoun, FedEx 2.0. My will list, FedEx 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Because Eric Flack is a reporter for Channel 9, and he's done a heck of a job. He's really been all over this story. And last night, he and I were going back and forth on Twitter because I keep saying, you know, the state of Maryland already has 400 mil available. It's ready.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, but that's specifically not to build the stadium. It's only to build everything around it.
Yeah, build around it.
But, Brian, you know what my reply is? Yeah, but it actually exists. Right now, mm-hmm. Virginia's offering as much money as I am.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing concrete. There is nothing locked in yet.
Yeah.
And until that happens, Maryland's got the best offer.
True.
And that's
100% agree with that. The whole thing about it is this. They want to build some stuff. And in a sense, it seems like there's some cash strappedness going on.
Seems like it.
If you can focus on your stadium while someone else helped build around it, you know, that takes a little pressure off of you as well. And I think that to do it back in the area where it's at, they're going to have to build some stuff right there. And you, when you get to that stadium, you start looking around, it's a lot of damn land.
By FedEx?
Yes.
Totally.
So you move. So what you can do is while the new stadium is going up, you can still be playing in that stadium.
Right.
You move it over to another edge where now you're moving closer, like I said, to the metro and all. And that other stuff starts coming in, and you can see that little city. Remember when Jack built, he wanted to call it Rowell John. You can call it whatever the hell you want to call it. But that can be a little city right there in that area and build it up. Now what you're doing, you're trying to find a new area, and it seemed like you're getting a lot of people who are saying, no, we don't really want. And then when you start coming back to Loudoun, I don't know. I don't see them voting that way.
No way.
So,
I've said this all along. I think it's a battle of the princes. I think it's Prince William versus Prince George's. But the state of Virginia's got to come up with some cash. We got phone lines lit up. Lanville just got busy as hell on where should the stadium go, where will the stadium go. Let's start with Debbie. What's up, Debbie?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. How are you, Debbie?
I'm doing great. All right, Debbie. I've listened to y'all since you started last year.
Appreciate it. It's two simple questions. You ready? Where should the stadium go?
The stadium should go where it is closer to the metro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where will the stadium go?
freaking Woodbridge.
Thank you very much, Debbie. All right, let's go to Sean is in D.C. Sean, where should the stadium go?
The stadium should go where it is right now. Brian Mitchell, I know that's why you're a Hall of Famer. You stole my thunder. They should stay right where they at and build across where Landover Mall is, because that's their land as well.
Where will it go, Sean?
Once again, I hate to say it. More than likely, I've been looking it up, probably in Woodbridge.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
You think about that.
Like, that is two votes Woodbridge.
The land where the Iverson Mall...
No, Landover Mall.
I mean, Landover, I mean...
Iverson Mall is still making cookies. Don't mess them up.
Landover. That area would, like, it'd be... You could sit it right, boom. You see it right off the interstate.
So I don't know that
that would be sweet.
I mean, they're developing the whole thing from Capitol Heights to Largo.
But I think any, like, right there or move it farther in or whatever, that would be... But I just think that area, because it kind of sits up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be sweet.
Dude, I think they have... There's enough land and $400 million, and that's before the county gives them any money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could get close to $600-700 million. Mm. That's a lot of dough. The state of Virginia, it went from $1 billion to $350 million. And I heard on Sheehan this morning somebody saying it might drop below $300 million. All right, we got a break.
Somebody believe they could do something, I guess. I don't know.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.